Poll, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden and Ed Heath in New Hampshire. By Hannah Blow on January 21, 2020. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and former Vice President Joe Biden, D, are in a dead heat in New Hampshire, less than 1 month away from the state's February 11th primary. A Suffolk University/Boston Globe poll released Tuesday showed. The poll, taken January 15 to 19, 2020, among 500 likely New Hampshire Democrat primary voters, showed Sanders and Biden in a virtual dead heat, separated by just 1 percentage point, with 16% and 15%, respectively. Former South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, came in third with 12% support, and Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, fell to fourth place with 10% support. According to the Globe, Warren's results demonstrate a 4-point drop from November's Suffolk/Globe poll. Biden saw a 3-point jump. Support for Sanders and Buttigieg was essentially unchanged, the Globe reported. Andrew Yang, D, saw 6% support, and Representative Tulsi Gabbard, D, High, who is campaigning in Keene, New Hampshire, on Tuesday, garnered 5% support. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, also saw 5% support. The margin of error is +4.4 percentage points. Most notably, the poll found that last week's tense exchange between Sanders and Warren, regarding her claims that Sanders said a woman could not win the presidency, did not help either candidate. Rather, results suggest it further divided their respective supporters. The Suffolk/Globe poll suggests the incident didn't help either candidate, with results showing it may have hurt crossover support for each. 32% of Sanders voters would pick Warren as a second choice, down from 36% in November. For Warren supporters, 22% would choose Sanders as their second choice, down from 28% in November. David Paleologos, director of Suffolk's Political Research Center, said the race remains highly fluid. Right now, it appears that one of the top four candidates will be the eventual winner. And the question is, who will have the momentum at the right time, who will peak at the right time? He said. Over one-third of those surveyed said they feel in their gut that President Trump will be re-elected, according to the Globe.